Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is
made. And welcome to Council Connection. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Good, thank you, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. It is hot. We're in a hot box today in the studio. But just turn the aircon on. But
it's balmy.
It is. And it's getting balmier this weekend.
Absolutely. I thought I was having a hot flush. Well, it turns out I am. But we have cranked the aircon and it'll cool down soon, I'm sure. So,
anytime you can use my fan.
Beautiful.
Yes, and we got a beautiful guest here today talking about some special things happening up this weekend. Later on, we'll hear about libraries, and then we've just been doing our, Kelly, I've been doing our regular monthly newsletter, and it is March Madness. Oh my gosh, there's so much coming up in March and April. W at the end of the show, but for now I'm going to pass it to you, Kelly, and talk about what's happening in Healesville this weekend.
Fabulous. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot going on. It's the long weekend. There's going to be lots of locals about. There's going to be lots of visitors to Healesville, as there usually is as well, because why not? The Valley is a wonderful place to visit. But we've got a special guest here today. So, Catherine Nolan. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Michael.
And, Catherine, I tell you what, you're the lead guru for something that's called the Connecting Communities Festival. So I think this is the second time you've run this event?
Yes, this is our second time, and this year it's extended a lot more from last year was just one day, running from 10 till 5. This year we've had preliminary events happening leading up to the weekend and finishing on Saturday night with the Marvellous March Ball, which is going to be a wonderful event run by the Healesville Rotary Club. So it's really expanded.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of, I mean, I guess you've learnt a lot last year, and it's you've got some extra connections, and you were mentioning earlier that they're local community connections, but there's some visitors further afield as well that'll be involved.
Yeah, so through connections. I heard about this wonderful group called Murga Madra, who are an Argentinian style, they do a traditional Argentinian style street parade. And they're actually coming up here on Thursday to the Healesville Library to run a workshop at 5:30 to teach people how to make parade hats.
Fabulous.
And that's going to be open to all ages and all abilities at the Healesville Library. You can come along and meet the Murga Madra team, and they'll show you how to make a hat. They'll also tell you a little bit about the whole history of the parade. They're going to be running a workshop on Saturday as well, Saturday, March the 8th, at the Healesville Senior Sits Hall at 11 o'clock. And they're going to be joined by Eleanor, who's a dance teacher. She's going to be teaching people some street parade moves.
Some moves, yes.
And so for people who haven't seen the Connecting Community Festival poster, the Murga Madra feature playing a huge, amazing drums, blowing whistles, waving flags, using a whole lot of street performance skills.
A lot of colour too, by the look of it.
And very, very colourful. So we're so lucky to have them come up to Healesville and share that cultural experience with us.
Yeah, and to take a step back, Catherine, I'm curious to know, where did the seed come from?
The seed came from last year there was a grant available for people to calling Rebounding Communities.
Mm.
And I've grown up in Healesville, mm-hmm. and I've got a lot of contacts. I've been a local kindergarten teacher here. I've run singing groups here. I've been involved in lots of community groups.
Yep.
And I was approached to run an event that would bring people together, perhaps people who were affected by COVID,
yep.
and not really wanting to branch out into the community. For people who were affected financially by the June 21 storms.
Yeah.
And it was really about getting people together and providing a nurturing day. So that particular day we provided free morning tea, free afternoon tea, free lunch, free drinks all day.
Yep.
And we got together quite a diverse group of community groups who came together.
Wonderful.
And just really showed people what they do, what their organisation's all about.
Mm.
And it was very much the theme of what's in your backyard,
yep.
which we're carrying on to this year. This year we've got three times the amount of community groups that are becoming involved.
Yeah, you said earlier, like 20. Yeah, give or take.
Just to list a few, we have the Hillsville Fire Brigade, Hillsville SES, Hillsville Emergency Response Hub.
Yep.
We have Hillsville Corps, we have Hillsville Environment Watch, we have HICCI involved as well.
Yep.
We have the new Hills Act Theatre Company.
Yeah, brand new.
Along. We have Irish dancers from Mount Evelyn. We have the Yarra Valley Red Cross group. We have a wonderful group called Waddle Your Craft.
Tell me more.
Well, they Waddle Your Craft started off at Una, and they're a combination of both First Nations women and some, women of other nationalities come together, and they just focus on crafts that they love. Some of them are obviously First Nations focused, so they do things like feather earrings and basket weaving and painting. They're going to be coming along and selling and sharing some of their wares
their
and
wares.
What they make, as well as Marilyn Duff, who is a trowel wear woman, and she's going to be teaching people how to weave.
What an opportunity.
Yeah. We're having spinners and weavers as well, Hillsville Spinners and Weavers.
They've been around for a very long time.
Yes. They're one of the very first groups who ever met at the Badger Creek Hall. I've learnt that at their centennial.
Well, I was going to say only a couple of weeks ago they were celebrating their 100 years and they were in the corner and showing their wares and, yeah, they've been around forever.
Yeah, so they're coming along. We're also having CWA, Tarawarra and Hillsville CWA. We're having the Hillsville Living Learning Centre with a couple of hats on. They're representing Hillsville Women for Women as well as Let's.
Yes.
We're having the Hillsville Historical Society. We're having the Yarra Valley Permaculture Group.
Lead-up to Permaculture Week. I think Permaculture Week, Michael, you might have to help me here.
Yes. Coming up this month, later this month, or we'll have highlights later on, but yes, coming up very soon.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so we're having people, also the Yarra Rangers Council Community Engagement Officer.
Roadshow.
She's coming along and they're providing some activities. The library are amazing.
Yes,
they're
great
resource.
They're
going to be providing free morning tea and kids crafting activities. There's just so much for people to come and see. There's also going to be a spiritual reader. She's offering her services free for people to
have an experience.
We're having a beautiful belly dancer coming from King Lake, and she'll be performing and as well as giving a free workshop. So we're really, really happy and excited to have people from all walks of our community. We're having a Waiapa Warwick beautiful session.
Another great opportunity.
Shani from the library. Yes. She's a qualified Waiapa Warwick practitioner.
Yep.
That will be a free thing for people to learn all about the First Nations perspective with the connection to the earth.
And a really beautiful mindful activity to do as well.
It really is, and it's for people of all ages.
Yep.
We're also have the Yarra Valley Car Club this year, who are going to have on the Green, which is on the corner of River Street and Green Street in Hillsville, from 10 a.m. till 3, classic cars.
Bit of show and shine.
Yes. So we've just got so much. It's such a diverse group of people, and it's showing all of us what's in our community. The Good Life Farm are coming along. They're bringing a donkey and some goats.
Look out.
to join in the parade. But they are an amazing group that are celebrating their 20th year this year. And they're going to come along and let people know what they do out there in their fantastic educational facility for disengaged kids.
Yeah, some incredible work out there.
Yeah. We're also having face painting. There's so much, all local people coming together, celebrating this beautiful town. We're having one of my exciting contributions is the Hillsville High School VCE students. I'm so excited.
What are they going to be up to?
They're going to present the pieces that they are performing for their VCE assessment. So all sorts of different instruments being played. A wonderful role model for any young kids who are coming along who would like to aspire to taking that musical path. But also just to really cheer on the Hillsville High School VCA music students to, in this very difficult year. But yeah, they can come and join in and be part of this.
Be part of the festival. And as far as, I mean, there's so much happening, so many different activities, like you say, lots of inclusive and accessible activities as well. There's the street parade. Where are most of the activities going to be happening?
So we were really lucky this year to have some build-up activities. So Mandy Pickett, she's a wonderful street performer, dancer slash circus performer.
Stilt walker as well, I
think. Stilt walker.
Yes.
She'll be actually stilt walking at the parade,
mm-hmm.
And also at the Marvellous March Ball. But she's run two workshops leading up to this event,
mm-hmm.
for people to learn circus skills and street performance skills mainly. And as I mentioned before, on Thursday we're having the hat parade making workshop at the library, and Mandy will be there to rehearse any street parade skills with people want to. She's going to be doing that from 4 p.m. in the library tomorrow afternoon. So we've had those preliminary things. As well as Friday night, we're having the Riders in Rhythm. We're having 12 all Hillsville local amazing singer-songwriters and a playwright performing 10-minute spots. That's
remarkable.
Very, very popular. If people want to book, please ring me. We've only got 5 tickets left.
Oh, gosh.
But it's a wonderful event. But it's also in partnership with the Hillsville Uniting Church, and we use their beautiful, beautiful, acoustically amazing church. So that's yet another connection that we've got here with all different organisations within the community.
Fabulous. Look, we might just park it there for the moment. We will have a break. We're going to be taking to a song, and then we'll be back on the other side of that.
Yeah, special song request, Art Yoach and Sing to Sing.
When you are down and you're feeling lonely, you just got to breathe. You got to believe. Just get up off the ground. You know you're not the only. Down on your knees, asking to be free from all your pain.